a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today will be Chaplain Pastor Sarah Goldhammer with the Pierre Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. And leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance will be Paige Hadley Crowley from Presho.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we gather here today, we thank you for your continued presence and your wisdom that is poured upon us. We just ask that you continue to be here and that you continue to help us in our decisions for the people of South Dakota. We also ask that you help for safe travels back home and back here again. We ask this in your name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
Clerk, will please call the roll.
Bartling, Boling, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duval, Eklund, Eckert, Fikert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Don Hager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hansen, Hawks, Holly, Heinemann, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Latterell, Lest, Magstad, May, Mickelson, Miller, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Quam, Rasmussen, Ring, Romka, Rounds, Rossum, Russell, Schaefer, Shane Fish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tolson, Tyler, Vercio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Wink, Wismer, Speaker Gosch. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
The Committee on Legislative Procedures respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 23rd day and finds the following corrections should be made. On page 403, line 10, before majority, insert one-third. All additional errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move for the adoption of the report.
Those in favor of approving the journal will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We come together today to commemorate a great South Dakotan by the name of Don Height. He just passed away this week. His funeral was Wednesday, and I would like to read the commemoration. It's a legislative commemoration honoring the memory of Don Height. Whereas the wintry and windswept grasslands of western South Dakota are today mourning the passing of a true High Plains cowboy, Don Height of White River. And whereas Don was born in Millette County in 1920 and served as an Army paratrooper in World War II. After his return from the war, Don married Adeline Fott, and together they started ranching in Jones County, where they raised their two children, Dan and Cheryl. And whereas, in January of 1962, he made national news when he began a 70-mile cattle drive, trailing 1,800 head of cattle from his Jones County ranch along the White River to Winter, South Dakota, through a blizzard with temperatures below zero and winds reaching 35 miles per hour. And whereas Don Height displayed his strong patriotism, and get this, folks, following September 11th, 2021 terrorist attacks, when he sold 100 head of calves at Fort Pierre Livestock and presented the check to the South Dakota stock growers to buy brief certificates which were given to the Salvation Army for distribution to the victims' families. And whereas Don Hite was a true reflection of the American cowboy and proof that the cowboy way of life is still alive and well in South Dakota and makes the state of South Dakota such a great place to live. Now, therefore, be it commemorated by the 88th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that family, friends, and fellow citizens of Don Hite be assured of the legislature's deep respect and appreciation for the late Don Hite. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Heiner. Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am one of those cowboys that worked on Don Hite's ranch. I knew Don very well. I worked for his son, Danny. I see he's got some family here in town today. If you wanted to test your salt as a cowboy, you just went out to Don Hite's. You might brand 1,000 head, have to ride a bronc to get it done, and then go and have one of the best meals you ever ate with Adeline's cooking. Don was famous for his, I'll always remember, I asked him a lot of questions about buffalo. Don said, you can move buffalo anywhere they want to go. And I've always thought of that. You know, this week, we know that Don's in a better place, and I just wanted to let his family know that him being the kind of cowboy he is made me the kind of cowboy I am. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Cronin.
Thank you. I don't know how to follow that, but personal privilege.
Granted.
Up here to my right is my niece, Morgan Meyer. She's 18 years old. She's a senior at Pier Riggs High School. She was a shadow with me today. But I'd like to introduce her for a different reason. Since she was born, she's had numerous surgeries over her life. And culminating last year with getting approximately 17 feet of her lower intestines removed. She's a proud example of overcoming Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, and I just want you all to welcome her here today.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. Representative Hickey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House. My wife has been around here a number of times over the last few years, but my son, Thomas, has not been here in the 3 years that I've been here. So I'm happy today with my wife, Kristen, of 25 years, to introduce my son, Thomas. He's 20 years old. He's a second-year music student in Kansas City, and he's a great guitar player, and we're going to go snowmobiling this weekend, so we're excited for
Welcome,
that.
Thomas. Representative Norstrup.
Wasn't ready for that.
Do you have somebody here today?
I do. Thank you,
right
Mr.
above
Speaker.
You, I believe.
You're going to get me in trouble, by the way. But I would like to introduce my wife, Holly, and the girls are being taken care of by her parents, so we didn't just leave them at home to watch each other, but thank you and welcome her to Pier. And we're going to also go snowmobiling.
Please stand, Holly. Welcome. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1165 do pass. House Bill 1139, 1205, and 1242 were tabled. House Bill 1190 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. David Less, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1204 do pass. House Bill 1183 was amended and referred to the Committee on Appropriations. House Bill 1203 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Jacqueline Sly, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1195 and 1238 was tabled and House Bill 1243 was deferred to the 41st legislative day.
Carolyn, you're doing a fine job, by the way. Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate bills number 31, 42, and 186, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bill 1106, which has been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence in the amendment is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bill numbers 1023 and 1169, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith HCR 1006, in which the Senate has concurred. Respectfully submitted, Jeanette Shipper, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Hoffman moved that SCR 1 be deferred to Tuesday, February 19th, the 25th legislative day.
Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
Representative Russell moved that the Committee on Local Government be instructed to deliver House Bill 1010 to the floor of the House pursuant on Joint Rule 7-7.
Thank you. Representative Russell's motion has been made and seconded to deliver House Bill 1010 to the floor under Rule 7-7. Any remarks? And please remember only why it should be delivered to the floor, not the merits of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of the House. House Bill 1010 had a hearing in the Local Government Committee. There was quite a bit of confusion as to the language of the bill, as to what the status of the law, et cetera, is. In this regard, including the chairman, had a great deal of confusion. So I would be asking that we get an opportunity to speak about the merits of the bill on the floor of the House. And with that, I thank you for your favorable consideration.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on the motion to invoke 7-7. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise to ask you not to support the smoke out. The committee system in this legislature works. We have bills that are heard in the committees. At that point in time, we have discussion, we have questions, we have answers. The witnesses provide testimony. That is where the decisions are made. Each and every one of you has to make a hard vote on a bill at one point or another. Some of us more than others, but the fact remains, it is in the committee that we have that opportunity to really get into a bill. This bill had a long hearing. We had a number of witnesses come and testify. Questions were asked. Questions were answered. I'm asking you to support your committee system. I'm not asking you to decide on the merits of the bill today. I'm asking you to support the committee system. And please, remain seated. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable representatives of the great people of South Dakota, we hear this remark every time about bills that happen to get killed, that others may not want to be heard on the House floor. We're supposed to respect the committee process. It's always brought up on bills such as this that South Dakotans across this great state have a very serious interest in. This is not an easy bill. It's a tough decision, but that's what we were elected for, was to make those decisions. This is a pressing issue in the great state of South Dakota and across our nation. Our constituents expect that these type of issues to be addressed right here on the floor of the great house of the great people of South Dakota. The committee process does not dictate to this great body. The committee process is subservient to you, this great body. And we need to remember that. And when we hear these repeated lamentations about respecting the committee process, I ask you to remember, there are vehicle bills that are working its way through this great legislature right now, that are being ushered through the committee process, that at some point will be hog-housed and there'll be whatever put in there, absent and separate from the initial committee process. And you're expected to just go ahead and turn a blind eye and support that. Well, that's not respecting the committee process. I am open to having this out here on the floor of the House. It's where it should be. It was a close vote in committee. It is an important issue. And this is where those important issues are supposed to be heard. Whether you're pro or con on the issue, this is the appropriate forum for those issues to be hashed out and discussed right in front of the people of South Dakota, not tucked away in a committee. So I'd ask you, support these type of smokeouts on these serious issues that people want to have heard and aired in this great body. I thank you, and I wish you a safe weekend.
Very good. Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Hayek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And previous speaker was excellent in saying that this, the committee, we often do have to take things further out. I want you to know, though, as all of you do, that this one was very well vetted, and people had a very adequate opportunity to come in front of the committee and speak on behalf of the bill. There was one person, the sponsor, who spoke in support of the bill. One, and only one person. We had in committee the Highway Patrol, the Chiefs of Police, the Sheriffs, the AG, as well as numerous other people speaking in opposition. This bill had a full, good hearing. I would say that if this body would start to allow smokeouts when one person decided they needed the entire body, we would be here until July. I ask you to stay seated.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A couple of things have been mentioned, and I agree. I'm glad we do not have all of our bills on the floor. We'd be spending a whole lot more time here. I appreciate the committees and the work they do. But they mentioned this. They had a good address. It was very well presented. There was a lot of questions. There was a lot of answers. It's amazing what one person could do, because that bill came out of that committee defeated 7-6. There's a lot of questions apparently still in the still that have not been answered to these people, and I think it should be presented to this floor so that they can make that decision, because it is a very close call. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Consett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do need to address some of the previous comments that were made that were committees, that they are beholden to us. But one important factor that Speaker left out was that he just completely cut out public's right to testify on a bill. So I would have to disagree there. The formation of our committees is to break things down into smaller groups. Thus, we can suss further and deeper into the needs. And if that committee deems that a bill should come to the floor, we need to respect that process. So unless we're going to change how we do the process, well, the process we've done for the over 100 years, I guess that argument is null and void.
Further remarks? Representative Kaiser.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A point has been made that the only proponent that testified in committee, there is only one proponent. And I think it's important that this body realizes that that proponent represents about 23,000 South Dakotans. I believe this does deserve a fair hearing out here, and I would urge you to support this.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Seeing none, Representative Campbell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House. One item that has not been mentioned, and I was in attendance at the committee meeting and was interested in the fact that there were so many opponents to the bill, all of them coming from state agencies, I might add. What has not been stated here is the oath that we have all taken to uphold the Second Amendment, the Constitution of the United States, and that of the state of South Dakota. shall not be infringed has a meaning to me, and I would hope that it has the same meaning to each and every one of us. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Stalzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, the House of Representatives.
Mr. Stalzer, I think we need to get you an extension for your microphone.
That may be true, sir. I would just like to state that all of the people that were named as opposing this bill in committee also opposed your right to the concealed carry permit that you probably currently have. And so they're not always right either. That it took several years and they did come around, and our permit system is working well, and I don't see that this would be any different.
Further remarks? Would any member like to speak for Representative Russell speaks for a second time on the motion to invoke 7-7? Representative Steele, you have also spoke once already. Would any other member like to speak for Representative Steele speaks for a second time? Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It was mentioned that smokeouts shouldn't be used. If we didn't need them, why do we have them originally to start with? Rarely, occasionally, there are times that a smokeout may be necessary and to get full report. And I believe this is one of those times. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks? Representative Russell.
Well, first of all, I want to thank the members for taking the time to listen to the debate. And I want to stress the idea that this is Rule 7-7. It has been in the rules for a number of years. It's there for a reason. It isn't as if this is some foreign experiment that is going on. This is a rule, and if the Legislative Procedure Committee wants to change the rule, they certainly have that opportunity, and they have not done so. I think that what you've heard here today does lend itself to the idea that there was confusion in the committee, and therefore I would ask that we bring that to the floor and have an opportunity to discuss it fully. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, those in favor of the motion to move House Bill 1010 to the floor, please stand. Roll call has been requested. Is the roll call request supported? It is. It is not supported. Those in favor of the motion, takes one-third, please stand. Just 10. That motion fails. Next order of business. Point of order. State your point.
So this representative counted 12 people.
It was 10 both times. Next order of business.
Point of order, sir.
State your point.
Sir, I contest that, and I would ask for a recount. The good lady from Lincoln Union County stood before the decision had been made on that.
That would still be short of 12. Are you challenging the ruling by the speaker that there were only 10 people who stood?
I'm challenging that there was not 10. I'm challenging that there was 12 people who stood, sir.
Is there a second to the challenge? This will be a voice vote. Those in favor of the challenge that only 10 people stood will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
That challenge fails. Next order of business.
Representative Campbell moved that the Committee on Health and Human Services be instructed to deliver House Bill 1199 to the floor of the House pursuant on Joint Rule 7-7.
Thank you. The motion having been made and now seconded, remarks, please.
Mr. Speaker.
I move required delivery of House Bill 1199. Has that been taken care of?
Yeah, the motion has been made. Remarks on your motion to deliver 1199 to the floor under Rule 7-7.
Thank you.
Remarks, please keep them limited to why they should be delivered to the floor and not the merits of the bill.
Thank you. Members of the House, the committee in Health and Human Services, where this bill was introduced, the discussion got off the topic of Obamacare and the impact on personal and private data.
Further remarks? Representative Munsterman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Health and Human Services did take this bill up. We had three bills that day. It was the very first. There was one proponent, three opponents. We spent just over an hour in discussing the contents of the bill. There were definite inherent issues with the bill. It was a 10-3 vote to move it to the 41st day. I would urge you to not stand for this.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the request for 7-7 has been made. Is he supported? Roll call has been requested. Is the roll call request supported? Please stand if you support the roll call request. Has everybody stood who's going to stand this time? There are only 10 people standing who are legislators. Thank you. That request fails. Those in support of the smoke out, this will take a third. Please stand. That fails. Next order of business. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Last moved that the reports of the standing committees of state affairs on House Bill 1161, 1212, and 1214 of the House Journal, and also agricultural and natural resources on House Bill 1089, 1149, and 1187 of the House Journal be adopted.
Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 186, an act to establish good...
For those in the gallery not familiar with this process, our Constitution, Article 3, Section 17, Senate requires that each bill get two readings in each chamber. This is the first reading of Senate bills.
Construction of a maintenance building and to authorize the raise of three buildings at the Star Academy in Custer County. Senate Bill 42, an act to update references to federal regulations regarding safe transport of hazardous material.
Speaker assigned Senate Bill 31 to Appropriations, 42 Transportation, 105 Transportation, 106 Transportation, 107 Transportation, 186 Judiciary, 216 Transportation. Second reading of House bills.
Rep. Lust moved that the balance of the calendar be deferred to Tuesday, February 19th, the 25th legislative day.
Second.
Those in favor of the Lust motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
That motion carries. There being no objection, House will revert to order business number 5, reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1226, 1235, and 1237 do pass amended, and House Bill 1094, 1192, and 1236 were tabled. Brian G. Gosch, Chair. The Committee on Legislative Procedures respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared House Bills 1023 and 1169 and found the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, Chair.
Announcements. Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to give everybody a little homework. And this is homework to me that's important, because though I haven't been mentioned in the process of talking about the Liberty ball game that's coming up, I will tell you that I've been, I guess, given the job in the past, and it was referred to me again this year, that I have to take care of raising dollars. The way we win this game is sometimes by the points that we pay for. And though the rules aren't established yet, we'll make those rules. I would like everybody to go home this weekend and find one person or corporation to donate money to kids voting and to bring the check back. It is tax deductible. And then I'd like you to all bring your checkbooks back next week, and we will start a weekly fundraising event that will raise some dollars for our ball game so that we can make sure that we keep the trophy. And it's a simple request. If every one of us contributes $25 to $50, we'll have a lot. But if we can get somebody else to also contribute $25 to $50 or $100 from a corporation or from somebody that's a good friend, we can raise a lot more. It will help with kids voting, and it will help us keep a trophy. Thank you.
Goes to a good cause, and it's fun to watch. Further announcements. Representative Munsterman.
House Health and Human Services Committee meeting on Tuesday morning, bright and early, 7:45.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And if I may just comment as to the words from the fine gentleman from Lincoln and Minnehaha. Every year during this game, we have an MVP, and that gentleman has been in. The money raised goes towards a great cause, and this gentleman puts in so much time and effort. So support him. My next message would be, remember to wear black next week on Crossover Day. And my third message is, local government committee, you can drive in late Tuesday because we will not have a meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative and former coach of the House basketball team. Reminder again, next Wednesday's Crossover Day, wear black in mourning for the bills that you carry that died. Representative Hoffman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. And just a reminder to a certain representative from Lincoln, Union County, practice up in your free throws, sir, because they will be used. And if you're in the House Ag and Natural Resources, you too may drive in a little later on Tuesday morning. We are not having our committee that morning. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Have a wonderful weekend out west snowmobiling.
Thank you, Representative Hoffman, and also a former coach of the House basketball team. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reminder, Taxation Committee will meet Tuesday morning at 8:30. Again, three bills. I think one or two of them are going to be tabled. Thanks.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Romkema.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, appropriations will be meeting at 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning. We are taking up bills. We're going to have a lot of them to deal with. I'm perhaps the only player ever to receive the technical in that ball game, so please come and watch that ball game.
Thank you. Further announcements. Speaker has an announcement. Let's thank Carolyn Perry for her good service as acting chief clerk. Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Those in favor of adjourning will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Speaker's not in doubt. We are adjourned.